This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
We here!
Let's
Hello.
Go!
Hello! I love that energy, Blake. Welcome back, everybody, to The Real Football Podcast.
Yes,
we are bringing you episode 22 on this beautiful Toronto day. Last week when you came in here for the podcast was probably the worst.
I don't know about you.
22.
Sorry, I was going to say it earlier, but I didn't want to interrupt you. But I interrupt you. Anyway, keep going, Julian.
Last week when we were in the studio, it was terrible weather. This week, it's the best day of the year. What was it, 28 degrees?
In terms of in the studio, it's probably the worst day of the year.
That is true.
Oh my days. We are in a sauna, guys.
Scorching in this studio right now. But anyways, we're going to pull through. We're professionals. Anyways,
hey, we'll label ourselves as professional for today.
I love that title.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, I am Julian. To my left, temporarily, we got Blake.
Hi.
And sitting across from me is Antoine.
Hello.
We're still missing Miles. It's been a long dinner.
It has been a long dinner.
Yeah. It's been a long dinner.
This is the Last Supper,
but it's
man.
It's okay. We're holding it down. We're holding it down for real.
No, Miles is feeling a little bit sick today, a little bit under the weather. So we told him, hey, you know what, man? It's okay. We'll hold it down for you today. And he's paying for our Nando's next time. So,
yep. Miles, we're letting holding you accountable on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, well, we were not getting out of that one, buddy. Anyways, boys, let's move on because it's been an interesting week in the world of footy. I think we just got to start with the Arsenal game, innit, Blake?
Let's do it.
Sure. I mean, I knew it was going to be a draw. I said it was going to be a draw. I said it was going to be a 3-3 draw.
In our predictions last week. Once.
I did, yeah. If I could have bet money on Firmino scoring a goal, I should have done that because he always scores against us. We looked extremely tired in the second half. Extremely tired. We looked gassed. We looked not disinterested, but we looked. That was shades of last year when we collapsed under the pressure of trying to get top four. Not exactly, because Anfield's a disgusting place to go no matter what
big
position
fortress
they're in.
Yeah.
So it's still 2 points lost rather than the point gained. We played amazing in the first half. Ramsdale saved our asses, I can swear, because, right, we're on.
Yeah, absolutely.
He saved us so big. Like, he was crazy. But it's disappointing that we put ourselves in a position to win. We put ourselves in a position to put more pressure on Manchester City because they do not seem like they're going to drop points anytime soon. And we kind of blew it. And that's really disappointing as an Arsenal fan.
You can't, bro, you're looking way too much into the negatives now. You talk about the first half, you guys look tired. Talk about the first half, man. You guys looked incredible in the first half.
But the game's two halves, isn't it?
Game's two halves. Okay, so you're looking half empty. I'm looking half full.
I can't look half full. I can't. Everyone is looking at Arsenal and saying, oh, look, they dropped points. Every fan is waiting for us on our downfall. They really are. And City's just waiting there to capitalize.
I think if you're an Arsenal fan, you're looking at this half empty. And if you're not an Arsenal fan, you're looking at this half full. Because I think that was a great performance in the first half. It showed they showed what they were showing previously in the season. It's just the second half. Yes, they got tired. I mean, Liverpool, bro. It's a fortress. It is a fortress. You don't go to Liverpool. Look, I don't want to bring this example up, but United went to Liverpool. It got battered 7-0, you know? So
okay,
you don't go to Liverpool and complain about a 2-2 draw where you played amazing in the first half. Should have been at least 4-0 in the first half.
I wouldn't complain if City just wasn't on our tails for the entire year. We're going to go to City. I'm just expecting a loss. I'm hoping for a win, and I won't be shocked if we win because we're a great team this year. But if this stays the same, City wins the game against us, bam. That's already 3 points behind. Then they win their game in hand. They're level on points with us, and they have the goal difference. And they have the head-to-head, both games.
Does head-to-head count?
If goal difference is the same. So then, what does that leave Arsenal? We are behind on goal difference. We need to make sure City draw points, and they have a very easy schedule. I think Arsenal and maybe Chelsea they have to play.
Yeah.
I think.
Definitely that's the harder schedule.
We have Newcastle, Chelsea.
Brighton.
Obviously City.
This guy looks so nervous. It's going to make an
amazing end of the season, and I wish we could watch it together. But school's ending, unfortunately.
Oh my god! Nah. I wish we had a podcast to freaking talk about it.
When is the City game? When is the City?
I think it's this weekend. Am I wrong?
No, it's not this weekend.
Next weekend. Next weekend. Oh no, it's end of April. It's end of April. It's like the day we're moving out or something.
When is it? Let me see. Okay. It is on the 26th.
The 26th.
And that is like prime time for a Maple Leafs game 7, because the playoffs start on the 17th. You do not understand. If I have to watch the Leafs get eliminated,
that day could be amazing, but that day could also be awful.
No.
It could be amazing. Yeah,
it will not be amazing. You think Arsenal and the Leafs, both teams synonymous for bottling, always. You think them playing in their biggest game, their both biggest games of the season on the same day, you think that's going to go well for me? Absolutely not. If that happens, I'm probably not going to watch any game.
He'll just be in his bed crying. And look, he'll be pre-ordering the cry.
Exactly. And you're right. I sound deluded. We're 6 points up. How is any fan base 6 points up going, this is awful, it's a disaster, we're falling apart? But like, it's not awful. It's not a disaster. But
my fan base is saying that. We are 6 points up and this is awful. And we are
breaking. Well, I mean, your manager is getting a little feely-feely. Yeah, so.
Oh my days.
Gautier. More like... Yeah. I don't know. I was gonna make a
get
joke.
Out, TA.
Get out, TA, to jail. anyway, I don't know. I'm nervous because our schedule's hard and City is City and they're not gonna draw points because why would they? I saw a stat. They have accumulated the most points in the last 10 or 12 games of the season. Oh, of course.
Yeah,
10
games of the season. In 2018, 2019, I think they went undefeated in the last 10 games and they've pretty much kept that same form in the last 10 games of every season.
Single season.
It's outstanding.
They always start going crazy around this time of year. And it's not going to help you that they absolutely obliterate a barn and don't have to focus as much on the second leg now. But we're going to get on to that. Blake, do you want to move on? Anything else you want to say?
I'm a Leicester City fan on Saturday, April 15th. Because that's who City play.
At the Etihad.
And then you're a Bayern fan, and then you're a Brighton fan, and then
hey, Dean Smith.
Are you gonna be a Sheffield fan?
Dean Smith back in the Prem with Leicester.
How do they do? Do we have their game in here?
Leicester.
Oh, we did not have the game in here. But how do they do at the weekend? They did.
Probably poor. Definitely poor.
Yeah, Bournemouth beat them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they did do poor. That's why. Hey, let's talk about it. So, I didn't watch the game. I don't know what happened in the game.
Philip Billing happened. Hey, dude, he's been telling you about Billing.
Nah, he's gonna get a move to like one of the mid-table teams, like a Villa or something. Mm-hmm. I see it. He's too good to.
Villa, he doesn't fit in Villa's system. I don't think so. For Unai, no.
Yeah, but it
okay,
just...
Mr. Football Mind.
Brother, you study trims.
Nah, big up Bournemouth. They're staying up. They're 15th now.
They are going to stay up.
They might stay up if we go to the
can we get an update on the relegation fight here?
So Southampton are going down, obviously. Leicester are 19th.
Not even, bro. They're 4 points out.
No, they're done. They're done.
Never, bro, like Southampton? Two games on good form and they could be safe. Even I know, they've been planted at the bottom of the league for ages, but you never know, dude. Yeah. You never know.
They have a very tough schedule. Very, very tough schedule. Crystal Palace, who look like they're back. Then Arsenal... Bournemouth, who probably could beat them. Newcastle, Nottingham, Fulham, Brighton, Liverpool. It's not looking good.
All right, so Southampton are going down.
Yeah.
And then they can sell their whole squad to Liverpool again. All right, anyways.
Yeah. Let's go. Hey, let's talk about
Newcastle. Romain Perrault, remember the name. Thank you.
Oh, the fullback?
Yeah.
This guy has a new saucy. Remember the name every week.
He's
I
just
love
like
saucy.
French, isn't he?
He's just French.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's all right. The French guys always have to carry the teams.
Okay, so let's talk.
Let's speak about after Martial carrying your team. Anyway, sorry. Let's continue.
Let's talk about Nuki.
Nuki. San Maximo.
They won 2-1 against Brentford. Hmm. And that's a tough game. And we faulted Newcastle a little earlier on in the podcast world mm-hmm. for not being able to score goals. And, I mean, two isn't great, but they can defend well. If you score two goals and you can defend really well, it's a good recipe for winning games. So, good result.
Especially at Brentford.
Exactly. A tough game against a tough opponent, and they come out with the win. So, I think it's good for them.
Isak on the score sheet. They're going to love that.
Wilson and Isak, I mean, oh my days.
Yeah, if that clicks.
Didn't I not say that was like one of the better 1-2 combos? I think I said that like a while back.
1-2 combos?
Like striker combos.
Mm-hmm. I think they substitute on each for each other. But
no, that's what I mean.
They'd be filthy.
They would be filthy. If Eddie Howe can get like a little two striker system going.
Yeah.
Well, obviously it's like Holland and Alvarez. Like obviously it's that. But
that is true, yeah.
They have a good little thing going there. And
did you guys see the celebration that that was against West Ham. But that Callum Wilson did against West Ham?
Oh, because he talked
about the podcast.
Mikel Antonio. Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah, it was pretty good. That was a good one.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mikel Antonio. I would not show up on a podcast if I was him.
Yeah, especially now. Last year he could have. He could have.
Last year, absolutely.
Last year.
Did he start it last year? He started this
did
year?
Did he start last year? I don't know.
He's got balls on him if he started this year.
Yeah.
Welcome to my podcast, guys. We are 16th.
Yeah. <that's> Speaking of low end of the table. Chelsea
could get relegated.
I think they still mathematically can.
They definitely can.
They're closer to the relegation zone than they are to top four.
If Chelsea lose their next four games and Everton win their next four games, Chelsea would be in the relegation zone.
Okay, well, it's a big if.
But Sean Dyche.
Dude, they're just terrible.
They're just terrible.
They're just terrible.
Especially under not so super Frank Lampard.
Yeah, what's going
on
there?
Dude, don't even get me started.
I'm still so mad at that decision, dude. And did you see reporters pressing Todd Boehly the other day? Too?
Yeah.
I believe.
I saw that for the Champions League game.
Bro, he was so confident 3-0 against Real Madrid yesterday.
But that's like, if my owner said that, I'd be like, bro. I thought that was a process. We can't just win right away, you know? Especially against Real Madrid.
Right.
European Giants at the Bernabeu.
That's the thing, dude. Yeah. Bro, you're bringing Graham Potter to start a project. You sack Graham Potter, and now you don't want to do a project. And now you're bringing in... Oh my God. No, I'm so... I'd be so mad if I was a Chelsea fan. So mad.
Luckily, you're not.
Yeah.
But you can still be mad.
For Wolves, what do you think of this?
Just a good result, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I mean, Chelsea, whenever you go up against a big six team... There's always that essence of, okay, we need to dig down deep and win this. So I understand that Chelsea are the worst out of the big six this year. But look, a result against Chelsea is always going to be a good one. When Arsenal go to Chelsea, I'm still going to be scared. When United, I don't know if they play Chelsea again, but I'm sure you'll feel the exact same thing. So a result is a result. And especially they're one of the teams that isn't like super terribly at the bottom of the relegation fight, but
they were at some point
so
and Julian Lopetegui went crazy
and if they're looking up at the table, Chelsea is one of the teams they're trying to chase, right? So it's a good result for them for sure.
Yeah,
that gap that we were talking about between 11 and 12 is just kind of closing now. Chelsea on 39, Crystal Palace on 33. I mean, still 6 points, but there was a way bigger gap before.
And we gotta talk about that Mateus Nunes goal.
What a goal, what a finish.
Oh my God, word.
Well, how did we finish. Not mention that already?
Oh my God, dude.
That's like...
I just watched it again now. Holy God. Look, here.
I've seen it.
But just in case you need a reminder. Oh, okay. Look, ball comes in. Koulibaly heads it out. He's like edge of the ball, like right corner of the box. And this guy just smashed it. There's absolutely no saving that. I don't know the...
First Wolves goal as well.
Wolves and banging goals just go hand in hand, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, Ruben Neves, Jean Moutinho.
That's what Chelsea's missing. They don't have that magic that you need. Like,
there's no belief there, and like I feel like an appointment like Frank Lampard kind of gives a signal to the players, like, yeah, we're sacking off the season. Like, boys, like keep the ship afloat. Don't keep the ship going, but keep the ship afloat until the end of the season, and then we'll regroup in the summer.
Yeah, they're
they've sacked off the whole season.
They're a shit show.
How and then you stamped to the media saying 3-0 against Real Madrid. Like, oh my god, dude.
It's brutal. I don't want. Oh, it's making me depressed. Let's move on.
I got nothing to say about Palace Leeds. I think we can.
It's just crazy. It's
a great show, Michael Olise. Not a free kick fraud.
Four assists. Yeah.
Three assists. Four assists.
He's still terrible.
He's insane.
He's still terrible.
He's insane.
Big shout out.
And what is he? French. Thank you. Again, the Frenchman's carry. French.
He's still terrible.
Frenchman carry. You know who else scored? Otson Edouard, French. Thank you.
what's the agenda against?
Yeah, what happened? Olise,
do you guys not remember?
I think did he give away a penalty against City?
And they were tied and dropped point. It was the dumbest penalty ever. Anyway, Olise's terrible, and Arsenal are looking to sign him in the summer. Anyway, let's talk about
after he mentions Arsenal. Cut that.
Where's this podcast going? I don't know what's happening, man.
What up, silence? Let's talk. Okay. Are we going to the United game?
No, I was going to talk about City.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So we're talking about shit. Let's keep going with it. With Manchester City 4, Southampton 1.
I forgot about this, man.
Like, here's the thing. I go into every Manchester City game. And let me give you a reenactment. Turn on the TV. I get the mindset of, you know what? This team's going to do it. This Southampton team is fighting for their lives. They need to get a result here. And first 30 minutes or so, it's, okay, this might work. You know, it's not looking too bad for my boys. And then it just falls apart. I mean, it's just so annoying because you get halfway through the game and then a goal goes in and you're like, once that one goal goes in, there's no coming back.
Yeah.
There's no coming back. So it's they annoying. Pile on four more. They get one back, but City are just insane. And why do you think I'm so scared?
Yeah, I'll be scared too, brother. I'm not going to lie. I've been in that City cycle as well. And it's the most frustrating thing to watch.
When have you been in that cycle?
2021, when United were in a title race for like a month.
That seems to be a theme with United. They like to put themselves in for.
In this one, okay? We're never in this one.
I labeled you guys in this one. I thought you guys.
No. United fans put themselves in this one.
They were on form to do good.
No. Okay.
Goldbridge, TikTok, were you not on social media?
You gotta separate the average United fan from the.
No, I don't. No, I don't. Of course I'm not gonna separate it.
Oh my god.
It was the funniest thing ever, and you guys got humbled so many times. It was amazing.
Can we move on to United?
Sure, the 2-0, yeah.
I want to talk about the 2-0 at the weekend, and then I want to talk about the 2-2 today, which had me want to quit the sport. I'm not going to lie. The 2-0 against Everton, a pretty solid game, but then I come into Thursday, I feel confident. It's against Sevilla, right? Europa League staples, Sevilla. We go 2-0 up. Early, Sabitzer, brace. I'm like, this is wonderful. Anthony Martial leading the line was a thing of beauty. And then Martinez gets injured. And then Varane gets injured. And then Bruno gets a yellow card and is suspended for the second leg. And then the first own goal. And then the second own goal off Maguire's face. I hate the sport. I want to quit the sport.
So what did Ten Hag say about Arsenal's lineup again? They're always available.
Yeah.
Something along those lines, right? Life comes at you fast, Mr. Eric Ten Hag. Don't chat shit about other people's teams.
But he was saying that because the United squad is never available. And this is only proving him right.
But when has Arsenal squad been fully available this whole season? It hasn't. We're missing Saliba right now.
Bro, I'm not saying it was.
So why is he talking about our team?
The only reason he was talking about your team is because it was in the lead up to the United Arsenal game.
But it was wrong. Our squad was never that whole. We had our striker missing for that game.
Listen, wrong from an Arsenal perspective, but absolutely right from United perspective.
But he shouldn't have said it.
Are insane.
But then he shouldn't have said it. If it's wrong, you don't say it. Why?
I'm so glad he said it because it got Arsenal fans' heads. Look at you.
And what happened with the game, Mr. Julian?
Nah, you're done.
What do you mean I'm done? We won the game. You lost. That was your title race defining game, and you lost.
Hey, we won an aggregate in it.
What are you talking about? Dude, you lost the game. What do you mean you're in my head? You lost the game, and now your whole back line's injured, and Harry Maguire is starting on the weekend for you. So have fun. Have fun.
So, Lisandro Martinez.
I'm done?
Lisandro Martinez might have torn his Achilles. Varane with another
life comes
injury.
At you fast.
What about Rashford?
Signs aren't good about Rashford, but this game was supposed to be just be like a precautionary one. There has been like little to no updates about that, but you never know about Rashford. It can be a little thing, but then it lingers for a few weeks, and then it turns into a few months, and then before you know it, he's having surgery in the summer.
Tough.
And Luke Shaw's out, too. And Garnacho's out. And
injuries happen, right? You gotta keep going through.
Eriksen's back? No?
How's Casemiro doing? Did he play in? Oh, no.
He did play today.
Did he do well?
Yeah, he did well.
That's good.
I mean, none of the goals were his fault. I mean, we outside of the two own goals, we outside the two own goals and the last like 10 minutes, dominated the game.
Yeah.
Chance after chance for us. And it's ridiculous that we didn't have more than a two goal lead by the time that their equalizer came in.
What can you do?
Le match, c'est le match.
Le match, oh, le match. Shut your mouth, mate.
I'm just, you got to fight through injuries. It happens, right? Your squad's got to be deep. You got to have Rob Holdini on the bench to come on for you. And then.
So we're going to have De Gea, Malacia, Maguire, Lindelof, Wan-Bissaka.
Oh, yeah. That's a back line. Yeah,
I'm turned on now.
Keep going. Frazier, McTominay.
The midfield's good. We still got Casemiro coming back.
Okay.
All right, we got Casemiro coming Sabs. Back. We'll probably have Bruno there too, and maybe Sabitzer as well.
Okay, nice.
On the wings,
Fred.
Sancho, on the wings. Sancho, Anthony Martial.
On the wing.
What about Alanga? Is he still there?
Anthony.
Alanga's first off the bench, and Pulisic.
Nice.
Oh, Pulisic.
Those are good.
Well, I heard he was getting a contract extension.
Wait, who's your front three?
Martial is going to be the best player in the world.
Okay.
Sancho on the left, and Anthony on the right.
So when's Anthony going to be charged as a flop?
He played well today. Like, calm yourself. Good. He played well today.
He's not good.
He was like 2 inches away from scoring a worldie.
And that is like the most like in the Manchester like United
that.
Twice.
I don't like
are
that.
You kidding me?
No. But
everything. And the only thing he does
had
in the game.
Wheels, she'd be a bike. Like, what are you talking about? What do you mean?
But if that goal goes in today, then you wouldn't be saying.
If Martinelli makes the pass to Saka, we win the game. If.
Dude, slim margins. And I'm not even just saying
slim
that.
Slim margins, if.
Dude, okay. If.
Action. Yeah, okay, so let's compare it to another so-called flop into Pepe, okay? Oh, Nicolas Pepe.
How much was he?
72. So, in Pepe's career, his worst season, which was last season, 2021-2022, 20 appearances, one goal. Not good. Pretty much Anthony level.
No, it's not Anthony level.
The first season he got here in 2019.
Okay, and besides the goals for Nicolas Pepe, what else did he do?
What do you mean?
Like, okay, what was his contribution to the game? I could sit here and talk about Anthony, how he adds value to Manchester United's game beyond just getting goals and assists. Because that's
the
not what football
cool.
is all about.
The spins are pretty cool.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm not going
to
lie.
See, this is why I don't want to have to argue with you.
I said the spins are cool.
Because as long as he doesn't put up good numbers, you're just going to sit here and say that he's terrible.
As an attacking player, you need to produce. Why are you defending that?
Okay. Oh, my God. Am I saying he's worth $100 million? No.
It's kind of
But is he as bad as you two are painting him? Like, flop of the season?
Of the
guys,
season.
Come on. What are you
Who
talking
else?
About?
Ah, Sterling in it.
No.
Yeah.
Sterling at least scored a couple.
Wait, what were Anthony's stats?
I'm done.
Nah, hold on.
For the price, he has to be flop of the season. I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry.
What were
he has
stats?
To be flop of the season.
It's
Sterling,
not,
how much was Sterling
not,
brought
it's
in
not,
for?
It's not
free.
It's not his fault, like 50 mil. It's not his fault that United are so grossly stupid and paid 100 million for him. If they'd gone for 40 million in June, would you still be saying he's a flop? Because it's the same player. It's the same player. Why is it Anthony's fault? Why are you putting the blame on Anthony that Man United were so incompetent and spent 100 mil on him?
Well, 9 goals in 37 games isn't good as an attacking player who doesn't really help back and track back on defense, does he?
And who is known for his playmaking in Ajax with 0 assists too.
Yeah, he has one. He has one assist in the English leagues. In 1,000.
Listen, man, if you're just gonna look at a stat sheet and say that a player played badly because they're not putting up numbers, I know he's an attacker, but like, come on, they add more than that.
Pretty much 1,300 minutes of Premier League football.
Like Anthony
Three
Martial.
Goals.
Anthony Martial only got an assist today, but the value that he added to Man United's game worth way more
than
that.
That's such a negative mind. That's the Weghorst, like I said. That's that debate. You don't, to a certain point, you need to be able to help your team and produce. That's what the best players do. They help their team and they produce. There's enough of this. enough of this, oh, but they impact the game well. Great. Produce as well. Impact the game and score a goal. Impact the game and make a crucial pass and
okay,
get an assist.
Okay, so give him like a year to start producing, but at least he's not being absolutely useless when he's put out there. He's doing something out there. You sit up here and pretend like he's doing absolutely nothing. He's not. He's not.
Are you sure? Look, he's a decent player. He's not... What was that? He's a decent player. He's not terrible. He clearly has talent. But Antoine's right. When he gets... He does have one move. He only cuts inside. That's the only thing he does.
And sometimes I even see him messing up skill moves, which is something
Iron
he's supposed
Robin
to be good at.
Built one of the most established careers of all time by only cutting inside. Okay? If he can do it, freaking so can Anthony. All right?
Anthony doesn't have that finesse.
Arjen Robben was a flop in the Prem before he moved on to become one of the best wingers of all time.
You're comparing Anthony to Arjen Robben right now?
Arjen Robben didn't become Arjen Robben until he was like 26, 27. All right? Why are we saying it's out of the realms of possibility that Anthony doesn't become not Arjen Robben, but a player of at least coming close to that?
Because he doesn't have the same technique that Robben had. Robin was not like a.
He would cut in from the right, and on his one of a left foot.
I've never seen Robin do one little.
Okay. That's crazy. I love it, Antoine. Keep fighting because he can't get mad at you. So keep going.
He can't get mad at me.
Nah, look. I think the thing is, Anthony has great talent, and that's fine. But from what we're saying, he just hasn't. Played well enough this season. He hasn't.
Was Robin brought in at Chelsea for $100 million?
Oh my god. Wara point.
He's brought to Chelsea for a lot of money.
Okay.
And he underperformed.
Was he?
Especially due to that. Bro, it's Chelsea in the mid-2000s. Of course they'd spend a lot of money on him. Come on now. And for Real Madrid too. And he was underwhelming at Real Madrid. Like, before he got to Bayern.
He was not underwhelming at Real Madrid. He was not that underwhelming at all.
I don't remember. I mean, it was Iron Man with hair. I don't really remember that. $5 million. That's a lot of money. In the mid-2000s, a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of, like, $100 million today.
I don't know. Yeah. I just don't see Anthony going on to become someone like Robin, like, at all.
Yeah, that's a crazy
at
debate.
All.
I'm not
they're
saying
both wingers, but they're
Iron Robin.
Two different profile. Anthony shoots way less than Robin does, first of all. He dribbles way more. He takes on his man way more. Robin was a cut in, shoot. And that's what we were literally doing a TikTok on signature moves. That's Robin's signature move. What would Anthony's signature move be? Fucking spinning on his own.
Listen, man, like you guys, like you sit up here and pretend like he's a nothing player.
I just said he had talent.
Listen, he's young, he's in his first year in a new country where he doesn't even speak the language.
Are you happy with his performances this year? You're happy with him?
I'm satisfied with him.
That's a bad mindset.
Hey, as a football manager, you know you never press that satisfied button after a game.
That's such a
Manchester... You either press pleased or disappointed.
If you want Manchester...
Dude, if I'm his manager, I'm not saying that I'm satisfied with your performances, but I'm not his manager in it. Yeah. I'm a fan just looking at it honestly.
Do you want your team to, like, win? That's such a negative mindset.
Have they not been winning? Like, dude, and then he's been a big
part
of it.
Do you want them to contend for titles? You're happy with where they are right now?
Brother, What?
You're just saying I'm satisfied with mediocrity is what you're saying.
What are you saying? Okay.
He's had a mediocre season and you're saying
it's
he's satisfied.
It's his first season. When you consider the circumstances, it's been a satisfactory first season.
What about Saliba? He came
if
in
he
his...
puts up If he puts up the same numbers and performances in 2 and 3 years, then obviously I'm not going to be happy with it. But Jesus Christ, it's his first year. He's been here for what? Like 6, 7, 8 months? Jesus Christ. Give him some time, man.
I'll give him
time.
Give him some time, but the first, it's still not good enough for a first season. For the money they paid for him, and what are you
Oh my god, stop bringing up the money they paid for him. That's not his
Why
fault.
Why would you not bring up the money that they paid for him? If that's your transfer value, it's unfair on Anthony. I promise you, Anthony was asking for that. He wanted to be brought in for that wage.
Yeah, 1,000%.
No. Brother, yes, he was. He was pushing for the transfer.
Of course he's pushing for the transfer. It's Manchester United. That sounds way too cocky. But it's Manchester United. Of course he wants to push for the transfer.
It's a bad Manchester United team that he wanted to join.
What's...
Even if it's Manchester United, it was...
It's Erik ten Hag as well. Like, he...
But Licha came in for, what, $40 million? He's been great.
Listen, and that's the level that we should have paid for Anthony. He's a 40 to 50 million pound player. Or at least he was last summer when we bought him. Okay? That's the level that we should be. And if he did come in for 40, 50 million, would you be putting this much hate on him?
Yes.
No! No! No, you wouldn't be.
Because
no,
we're putting this much hate on Sterling, so why wouldn't we be? Why wouldn't we be?
If you're going to start, if you're going to play them.
Sterling's also a part of probably like the worst Chelsea team we've seen in our life.
He's not terrible.
Say Anthony's what you
not...
want about Anthony's performances, but this has been the best United side in years.
And what does he add to the game besides goals and assists that you were raving about? What is his impact?
You want me to go on a tactical analysis right now?
Sure, and I'll tell you if it's stupid or not.
Okay. So, you know when you get the ball to a player and they're like near the halfway line and they're.
Okay, yes. They're in the halfway line. This has just turned into a 40-minute Anthony talk, but I'm okay with it.
Oh, my God.
They get to the halfway line. Then what do?
They push the tempo too much, and they lose the ball instantly.
What does he do? Are you going to tell me he holds up the play well? Instead of going right away, he takes time.
He holds up the play so well.
As a winger.
So well.
The winger who's not meant to take on players, who's not meant to drive the play forward, the winger... holds up to play well.
If he needs to get around a man or two, he's going to do that.
With his spins? Is that how he does it?
A little spin move like in basketball.
He needs to cut inside and
pull the shot. Oh, he'll cut inside. Don't worry. He'll cut inside.
Send the ball to Rosie.
I'm having such a good time. Okay, we should probably move on. But do you have anything else you want to say?
Why are we talking about Anthony? This is about Man United tonight.
Because he's not good. he's decent.
I swear this all started now from you saying that he almost scored. This all started from you saying that he almost scored.
So we were talking about Licha, and he goes like, someone's actually going to be good.
When is he going to be good?
He is good. Like, he's satisfactory. He's going to be good.
And if he's good...
He's going to be slightly better. 100 million good. I don't know. But he's going to be good.
If he can score like... 10 goals in the Premier League a season, that's one thing.
He literally...
What do you... He didn't... He's not... He has his three!
His debut for Man United, at first game at Old Trafford, and he scores against Arsenal. You watched Anthony's first goal right alongside with me, and he was... And you were so mad about it, and ever since then, you've had this agenda on him. Like, you're so salty about that. I just said he has talent.
He just needs to perform better. Like, why are you getting so mad? It's true.
You also...
You're satisfied with him being mid.
You rambled off for half an hour that he has no talent.
When did that happen, Antoine? I don't think so.
All he does is spins. He'll cut in all right. That's all he can do.
That is all he does.
When has he ever gone to the byline?
When?
He'll go to the byline and he'll cut back and then he'll hit it off the defender for a corner with his left foot. But it's something.
It seems like you're clutching for straws for this guy, man.
Yeah. You're reaching a little too far. He's good. He has potential, but
you want a little bit more from him. At the end of the day, you should meet me in the middle saying you want a little bit more from him this season.
I want a little bit more from him next season and a little more after that. No, man. Oh, my God.
If this is what you want for Manchester United Football Club, is just mediocrity, then I'm okay with that. Because I want that for them, too.
Like, you just stop calling mediocrity, brother. Like, I'm
it is. Oh my God, dude. It is. 3 goals in a Premier League season is mediocrity.
Okay, but he has like what, 12 goal contributions in 37
games?
Like it's.
Are you gonna defend that?
It's not terrible.
So every okay.
And like you, that's why it's and mid. You gotta stop looking at the numbers too much, man. Like oh my god, let's move on. Like why are we talking about Anthony for so long? What is Anthony like?
Because he's mid.
Why aren't you fighting with him? He's saying the exact same things. I'm just more vocal about it. He's too cute to get yelled at. This is dumb. Okay, let's talk about Champions League.
Oh, and Benfica lost. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love this pod.
It did lose.
Yeah. Awfully. I'm going to be honest with everyone. I was busy during all of these games. So, actually, no. I did watch the Bayern game a little bit. Yes, Benfica lost.
Surprisingly. I thought they were going to win.
I'm so sorry.
I thought they were going to cruise through a win at home as well. Yeah. Style to lose.
I feel like Julian just texted someone that he was really mad, and that was an answer you got back.
No. Someone just texted me, have fun recording. Yeah, Inter Benfica.
Different.
I like that.
I don't have nothing to say. Like, I barely watched this game either. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so moving on.
I'm so sorry, Benfica. No, I'm such a fake fan.
No, it's okay. Let's talk about City. I don't know, man. And then let me have another word with you. Because this is why I'm scared. They turned Bayern into Southampton. They turned Upamecano into Wout Faes when he scored two.
Hey, Wout Faes is good.
Goal.
Upamecano's and you're getting mad at me for this? Am I a City fan? What?
No, I'm saying you were like, oh, you guys, we're not, the league is very much in question. If City keep performing like this, 3-0 against Bayern, utter domination. Haaland even looked good. He looked like he could, like, hold
up. Oh, by the way, we didn't talk about Haaland's bicycle. Did you guys?
Ugh, I don't want to talk about it. No? It was amazing. True. That's all that needs to be said.
Anyways.
Dude, they absolutely decimated one of my picks to win the Champions League. So,
my pick to win the Champions League. Hey, so, don't count Tuchel out. I know you're going to bring it up.
They have the Chelsea problem. They don't have a 9.
Choupo-Moting.
Dude.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Brother.
No, dude.
He scored against us.
He did, but he's injury prone.
That's yeah, he's injured right now. Yeah.
Yo, and the amount of crosses they were trying to swing into the box when they had Jamal Musiala up top. Like,
who?
What are you doing?
Like, well, no, we know who Jamal Musiala is. So, like,
relax there.
No, I mean, like why, rather?
We're off Anthony now. You don't have to say who.
See? His remarks, nothing happened. But when it's me? And then you say stuff about thing that isn't even true. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Moving on to Real Madrid 2, Chelsea 0. Do you want to go? You want to start the ramble off on Chelsea?
Not really. You can start.
Oh, really? You don't want to go hate on? Actually, no. You like Chelsea.
My dad likes Chelsea, so I have a soft spot for them.
Mm. Your rivals?
Weird how that works. Because my dad likes City, and
well, that's a bit different.
We know how I like.
My dad's actually been a Chelsea fan for a while. Papa Benjamin, I love you so much, and Julian has not told me anything. I have no idea what I just said. And if anything, Papa Bencourt, anything that I just said is not my own words. You know whose words they are. So
yeah, he knows.
Anyway.
He's probably smiling right now, laughing.
Oh, I'll get a text.
Getting
about
a little
this.
Mention on the pod. I love it.
No, kick out the house.
Chelsea suck, Real Madrid are great. Benzema's great.
Benzema's fantastic.
He's so good.
French.
Benzema's not going away, guys.
Ramadan,
so,
well, Benzema.
We're getting
he's
Real
different.
Madrid. We're getting Real
they don't
Madrid,
say Ramadan
Man
Kareem
City.
For no reason.
I love you. I love you so much.
Real Madrid, Man City in the semifinals, guys. What do we think? Predictions?
Bayern.
your Tuchel love needs to chill.
No, brother. You'll see 4-3.
No, dude.
That would decimate them, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
It would later. It would be so good. Mm. Yeah, but I guess we'll see what happens. And then we have Napoli and Milan.
I know that guy.
Okay, well, we're kind of podcasting. Sorry, here. Just so
walk by.
Yeah, Napoli Milan. So Milan's up 2-0 recently in games against
4-0 too. Yeah.
On AG, yeah, I know.
I don't think there was. Were they missing kind of Fetishkelly?
No,
or was
but he played like.
Aussie
he
man.
Played awful. Aussie man, they missed.
That's true.
Kim Min-jae missing the next match, got a yellow card.
Oh, yeah.
Zamboanguissa missing the next
card.
Match, he got a red card.
Yeah.
Woof. Was he on Juan Jesus in the back?
Milan, man. They impressed
He's
me.
He's a legend.
It's like they got Betancourt at the helm. Man.
Okay. Well, that's his football manager team for people who don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Top of the league.
Wait till Antoine Nonoch comes.
Oh, Tonali. Bro, Tonali just snapped his Achilles. For
Oof.
Me. Oh, my
that's
God.
Awful.
He's out for the season.
So I couldn't tell you
I'm
any of my players because like you just wouldn't know them.
To fill in for the rest of the season. It's bad. It's bad.
Brahim Diaz, what a player.
What a player.
What
a resurgence,
player.
Eh?
Oh, my
what a resurgence.
God.
How old is
yeah.
he?
Resurgence.
22.
That's yeah.
22. No, but where was he before?
Real Madrid.
Yeah, and he got casted out.
Well, yeah, but
it's a very Martin Odegaard.
So he's on loan at Milan, but is it from Madrid or from City?
This guy always turns up in big games. Always.
Yeah, he's good.
They beat Napoli 4-0 the other day. And
yeah,
Brian Diaz
it was
a three. Crazy no. game. It was four.
It was four.
It was four.
Yeah.
It was four.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. It was four.
That's Milan owns Napoli. No. Did you guys see the Teo Hernandez passion? After getting the ball off of Lozano. I love that. French, by the way.
Yeah,
I don't love you anymore.
So I think Milan are going through now.
And by the way,
I really want Napoli in the final.
Mike Maignan, best goalkeeper in the world right now.
No, Aaron Ramsdale, best goalkeeper in the world right now.
No, he's not.
He's better than De Gea. He's better than Ederson.
Okay. Mike Maignan, best shot stopper in the world right now.
No.
Yes.
Listen, guys. Listen. Ben Foster.
Oh, that wrecks him.
Oh, yeah.
Best keeper in the world right now.
But it's of course, what he did is amazing. is it not just like a retired, 1 year retired, by the way,
mm-hmm.
like Premier League proven keeper going five leagues down.
At 39, I don't know if he was Premier League proven. He kind of stunk up, but.
Championship proven.
Championship.
YouTube
Championship proven.
Nah, I don't know. We love Ben Foster though, man. He's what a character. He's
what
awesome.
What a guy. No, imagine you're a Notts County player.
You're so pressed, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fuming.
Like this random old lad who just does YouTube and talks shit about soccer players.
That was in the Premier League 2 years ago.
That was in the Prem 2 years ago. Just makes the
just biggest, coming for the vibes, you know.
Just makes the biggest save of
in that, National League history.
Yeah, of that team's history. And you just have to sit there and watch.
Just got to firm it.
Yeah.
Just got to firm it. Next season, boys. No, they could still get through the playoffs. But promotion from the National League is notoriously, like, crazy hard.
Good point.
Yeah. I saw Ryan Reynolds' interview after the game, and the way this man talks about footy now, only getting into the sport like a year or two ago,
mm-hmm.
but now talking about like the passion of football, he gets it now.
Yeah, that's
he
good.
He gets it now. He's like I've never felt like this, like ever. Not in any sport, not in any moment ever. Like there's no feeling like this. It's like, yeah, man. Hey, who needs the Ottawa Senators when you have Wrexham?
Yeah, the Senators suck too.
Not true. Nobody needs the Senators right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so can I do one last thing before we go?
Let's go.
Let's predict the top six.
Ooh, I don't mind that.
Let's predict the top six.
I don't mind that.
I think that's a good way to end off, is it not?
More United hate? Love it. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah, you... Well, okay, first of all, let's start with sixth place.
Let's start with sixth place.
So my whole Liverpool take is like slowly going down the garbage bin.
And thank God I don't want to see
them. 2 points in the last four games.
Yeah. After 7-0, I just thought they were going to... This isn't even a shot. Like, just yeah, after yeah, that, yeah. I no, thought they were going to bounce back.
Me too.
And
mm-hmm.
Let me see their next few games. Their next games are Forest, West Ham, Tottenham, Fulham, Brentford, Leicester, Villa, Southampton.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, no, they're going to get sixth place, in my opinion. They'll get that final Europa League spot.
I think they'll get fifth. Ooh. I think they'll move fifth.
So nice. who's sixth then? The Ham?
What?
Of Taunton?
No. I think Tottenham are dropping.
Really?
Yeah.
Brighton? I think you got Brighton?
Brighton. Mm. Nice. Two games in hand. Robbed that Tottenham, by the way.
Oh,
robbed.
I know.
I got to agree with Antoine there. Okay. I'll put Brighton at sixth, Liverpool at five.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can agree with that. And then... What about the top four?
Newcastle
fourth. United. Third. City, Arsenal.
Arsenal, City.
Oof.
I'm not. Do you guys seriously think we can win it?
I still genuinely think you can.
I'll tell you one thing for sure.
City.
I hope they win it.
I genuinely hope you can. But just know if you don't, me and Julian pulling up with suits on the
but
day you guys
no,
bottled
it.
That's
what I realized, bro. If they choke the league, we don't have a podcast after that.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't. Oh, guys, we're out of school in like, what, like end of April?
We have one more episode after this.
Thank God. I
one
want...
more? I think two more.
Two more.
Two more episodes more? After this one, guys.
Yeah, I want to talk about it, which is good.
Yeah.
No, but if they do in the league, though, then you'll also have no podcast to come talk
about. It's okay.
About it too.
It's okay.
I can be happy enough by myself.
Yeah, you'll send us some videos of you celebrating.
Guys, I don't have a good feeling.
You've never had a good feeling at any point this season, Blake.
Okay, first of all, this Man City team concedes a lot. And frequently. They concede against Southampton. They usually concede every game.
I don't know, man. Their defense is so good against Bayern.
Against Bayern.
Ruben
like, that's
Diaz,
a Champions League. They want to win that.
That's
you know?
True. That's true.
Yeah,
they
lock
it.
In.
I think it'll be really, really close. Like, extremely close. Like, last day, like last year type thing.
I can't do that. I can't. You know how unfair it'll be if, like, on the last game of the season,
yeah,
we lose it? Like, I won't. The Leafs will be out of the playoffs by then. Like, the Blue Jays will be under 500. And
relax.
I'll have nothing but career mode.
TFC.
Dude, they can't buy a win. They can't buy a win, man. They keep drawing. It's unbelievable. But we'll see what happens.
Jay's game was so fun yesterday. Very random.
Oh, we're going there?
Very random.
Yeah, it was good.
What about you, Blake? For you have City Arsenal or Arsenal City? Let me check the odds, actually. I remember.
Do I have to pick one? Can I stay neutral?
Nope.
No. I don't like that.
Arsenal City. Because expect disappointment, you can't get disappointed.
My God, dude.
I've learned as a fan of many teams that when greatness does come, it comes very rarely. The fact that we're even in second place is a miracle. What are the odds?
60% Man City, 40% Arsenal. I told
you. Really?
Yeah.
It's 51 last week.
I told you. You guys think I'm crazy. The bookies think the same thing. So there you go. I'm just playing the odds.
If Man City go past Bayern or don't go past Bayern somehow, then I give it to City. But I just, they're obviously going to go past Bayern. It's going to be tough against Real Madrid, but I can see them doing it. And by that point, all eyes on the Champions League, bro. Mm-hmm. All eyes.
So what do you think? If Arsenal do bottle it, is it still the biggest bottle of all time?
I think so. Top of Christmas. No. Top of 10 games left.
I still think Liverpool might take that. Liverpool in 2014. Mm-hmm. Just because of the manner, too.
Yeah,
don't let this slip.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. But it's up
Nottingham
there.
Forest, 75% chance of getting relegated, according really? to the bookies. Leicester 50, Everton 40.
Sorry, you know what we didn't talk about is bloody Burnley.
Yeah, they're up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should have talked about that. Big up Vincent Kompany.
Yes.
Whoa. Big up.
I like that.
The Belgians are pretty much French, you know?
We fucking hate the Belgians.
Sorry. But I don't know. Yeah, good for them. Big up Burnley. We always love
it. It's going to be really exciting watching them next year.
Just want to see a Hopefully. Manchester United-Burnley game. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Because what is it?
A tactical masterclass.
No. What is it always? Do you know what I'm saying?
James Tarkowski.
No, it's always bloody Burnley.
It's always bloody Burnley.
Oh. And
the By the way, another iconic moment from Goldbridge today. All my days.
Of course, Goldbridge goes... I want them to play this game forever because they'll never.
I think if we play till the end of the season, Sevilla would never score. Oh God, damn it!
What a way to end the podcast.
Bloody sake, guys!
It was fun.
What time is it? Oh, 11. You know what? We're finishing an hour earlier than I thought.
That's okay.
And we are so done. It is 10:58 at night. We're gonna go sleep. All right, everybody. Again. For the 22nd time, thank you so much for listening to the Real Football Podcast. Mm-hmm. We will catch you here next week, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend watching footy. Talk to you soon, guys.